Verse 22 says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Now, why does the Bible say that reprobates profess themselves to be wise? Well, I'm going to read to you from 2 Timothy chapter 3. It says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Yeah. You know, some of the most wicked reprobates are those who are like atheists. They're up there, you know, in status. The Richard Dawkins, you know, of this world. The, what's the guy's name? The guy in the wheelchair? What? Michio Akaka? I don't know. Steve Hawking's. These are people who profess themselves to be wise. Yep. But what does the Bible say about them? They're ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They will never be saved. Right. And the Bible says, now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. See, it's interesting that they say the Bible says that they're ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. It's like, oh, poor people, they're never able to come to the knowledge of the truth because they're ever learning. No, the Bible says here, it's because they resisted the truth. Yep. You see? It says, these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, a reprobate mind. Reprobate what? Concerning the faith. Yep. See, it's very important that we understand what are they reprobate concerning. Because in Corinthians, what does it say about Paul? He says, though we be as reprobates. Is he saying that though we be as these wicked, filthy faggots, sodomites? No. He's saying though we're behaving as though, though we are those who are rejected because we're being rejected by you. Right? But here it says that they're reprobate concerning the faith. Okay, the faith to believe, obviously. Verse 23 in Romans chapter number 1 says, and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Verse 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So here it says that these people changed the glory of God. They were given up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies. They changed the truth of God into a lie. Now go to 2 Peter chapter number 2. We're going back and forth, I know, but this is important. And these scriptures that we're going to highlights what the Bible talks about here. 2 Peter chapter number 2. Let me turn to myself. 2 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 1, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies. Look what it says here, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. So, you say, why would you turn to that passage of Scripture? Because in Romans chapter 1 and verse 25 says, they changed the truth of God into a lie. Yep. You see what I'm saying? And so, these are people, reprobates are not just the people who are out there, you know, the gay pride parade and all that junk or whatever. This is actually now categorizing the specific people who actually changed the truth of God into a lie. They're the ones who actually have the agenda of bringing in damnable heresies. What's a damnable heresy? A heresy is a false teaching. Something that's damnable is a teaching that will send you to hell. Okay, send an unsaved person to hell. And what they do, why? And it's in context of Romans 1 of the reprobate. They change the truth of God into a lie. You say, well, what if they, okay, I agree, that's who it's talking about. But what if they want to be saved? What if they want to change and they want to be saved? Well, the Bible says here that they denied the Lord that bought them. You see what I'm saying? So in 2 Timothy chapter 2, it also says that they resisted the truth. But here in 2 Peter chapter 2, it says that they denied the Lord that bought them. These people who bring in damnable heresies, these people who are reprobates according to Romans 1, they've denied the truth. They've resisted it, but they deny the Lord that bought them as well. Right. You got to keep those things in mind. So it's not just, because often I'll hear this, yeah, but what if they, you know, what if they want to be saved and they're trying, they're not going to, they've already denied the Lord. That's what it says. And bring upon themselves swift destruction. The Bible says this, know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Sound familiar? Right? Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Think of those terms, and it sounds very familiar to Romans chapter number 1. Yeah. Verse 3, without natural affection. That's a big one. Right? Yeah. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. I mean, if that doesn't define a reprobate, I don't know what does, right? Amen. They despise Christians. They despise those that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And then it says this, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. You see, now here's where the rubber meets the road. Because now it says that they look like they're godly. In fact, the Bible says they have a form of godliness. You see, that's why in 2 Peter chapter 2, they're able to privily come in and bring in damnable heresies. Yeah. Why? Because they have a form of godliness, but you got to understand something. They've denied the power thereof. Yeah. They've denied the Lord that bought them, the Bible says. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So